starting Siman Shin Chav Tes, Nav Kof Samach Tes, Siman Aleph. We spoke about the previous Siman regarding Achayil on Shabbos, and we talked about Michal Shabbos for that. And similarly, this Siman talks about Mimachal on Shabbos. For who do we desecrate the Shabbos by Tesifim? There's 9 paragraphs. Says Mechabes Siv Aleph, Kol Pikuch Nevers Dech Shabbos, anything that is regarding keeping someone alive, they override Shabbos. Bazagas, and whoever is diligent, he's quick to do it, he's praiseworthy. Even if there's a fire that falls in another courtyard, the Yogi is afraid to continue to raise the Chatzazu that's going to come to this courtyard. So we extinguish the fire that it doesn't pass over. It says Mr. Sib Khan Aleph. That is, he's afraid that's going to come with this sakana to danger. Let's say there's sick people like etanim shein mechem lebrech or minors that can't run away. So it's a mechaben. You extinguish the fire. More than something is the short lahavsik becomes shmatocha. So too you could create a barrier with metal vessels like the klicheros mleimayim or with earthenware vessels filled with water. Even if you have to bring the vessels through the street. Somewhere there's many prohibitions, still you're allowed to do it because of danger to life. Because Magadvam writes, and if you could save the minor or the sick person, to carry them through the street, it's better to put out the fire. Putting out the fire is not a malacha d'oraisa, only if you need the coals, like you're extinguishing for a purpose. Here you don't need the extinguishing. It's a secondary reason, the potalos, which actually biblically can be exempt of that. Which, as the Shaar Tzinos Gimel says, that's according to most places that the Holy Grib Shimon look at the end of Siman Shin Lamed Daled. Says Mishru Mashenkin Lamed Derech Shadram, which is if you're carrying the people through the street, the Abba Pesim Sim, which many halakh authorities hold the Gambas Menen, even in our times, Yesh Lon Shadram, we have a street. That's why it's all Dairaisa. Chayodim Chalabar Kosav, Chayodim in the category of fire. Igniting a fire, right? So, according to his opinion, it's better actually to carry them through the street than putting out the fire. Ayin Sham, look over there, which Dershu 3 brings that the reason is the Chayadim writes, and this in today's times, we don't really have biblically Rosh Hashanah, and whereas the prohibition of Mechaba, of extinguishing, as a Malach Hashem Tzich Legufer, is more chumra than other Yisur Drabonim. So he says, better carry them than put out the fire. Siv Beis. We don't go when it comes to saving lives after majorities. So even if there was 9 non-Jews, we saw Lechad Luchatzin, there was 1 Jew in the courtyard, one of the 10 people, we don't know who, went to another courtyard, and the building collapsed on him over there. We clear out the rubble to find the person. Since the original group remained in their stationary position. So that's what's called kol kabua, well-known Talmudic dictum. Anything that's stationary, we consider as 50-50. So we don't know who this person is, even though it's only 1 Jew out of 10 people. I will im that kukulam. But if let's say they all moved, and when they moved, pirish echem em luchatzacheres, then one of them went to a different courtyard. The Nafalov and the building collapsed and then Imafakalov, they're not gonna clear the rubble wash. Since the original stationary position was uprooted, they're not all stationary. I mean then you have to have a Talmudic dictum, it's called the Parash Mirubi Parash, whoever separated from the majority, and then we assume that that person who the building collapsed is actually from the majority, which would be a non-Jew, which you wouldn't be able to clear the building for them. Says Mishmar Siv Kut and Gimel, who said if we don't go after the majority of Philip Hulu, even if Peter, Shloim Ibayu, I don't have to tell you in Bayes Achatzim in that courtyard, Shayibot Tisha, Inim Yehudim, Vechad Yisrael, that there was 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew. Nofam HaPoilis, the building collapsed about, Mvachin, for sure, in that courtyard itself, you're going to clear the rubble. The Chol Kavu commenced the Mechzadah, because anything that's stationary, you go 50-50, Vinkan Rav and Yehudim, they protect, halachically, you don't have a majority of non-Jews, if you, everyone is 50-50, even if there was 9, and then Sivkot and Dal, Pirish Echad, and one of them went to a different courtyard, Love Dafke Echad, not necessarily one. They love Philip Pirsha Rubo, even if a majority left. At the same time, like the reason they conclude, Kimish Nisha Kivis Risham Hula, as long as the original group is still there, stationary, so then Sivkot, hey, Kivis Risham Mkaim, we say the first stationary situation is in its place. But Avagav de Ba'aman, although in general, Umru, they say, Kola Parish Mudabib Parish, whoever separates the majority, a Philip Echad, like Kivis Nisham Mkaim, even when the stationary group remains, by saving life, Akila Rachman the Torah is more lenient. The Chassidim like the positive of Chai Behem. You should live with them. Which Shaar Tzinos Vav says sounds like it's not Torah, but it's a little bit difficult. If that's the case, even if all of them separate, which that's already Prima Kodim has difficulty with this, but the Ram Perkim Mikapurim doesn't explain any reason, just he says, As the Chomer Pekuch Nevesh, you don't get to the majority, look over there. But says Mishbrum, but Velay Shiomas, but not to die with the Mashbat Santa Shalaycholov, Bishop in the Lay Misses Yisrael, that it shouldn't come to any situation to the death of a Jew, and therefore we're going to go, I'm not going to go after the majority.
Sivkotin Bob. But rather, we consider it kemechza, like 50-50, and therefore, usveik nefashal lahakol. When you have a doubt regarding a person, a Jewish person's life, you go leanly. If you find a child, a baby, where the majority are non-Jews, you don't desecrate Shabbos to save the baby, since every single day, everyone separates from the place where they're stationary, so then it's called the parish. So then you go after the majority. They disagrees over there, and he holds him, you do clear the rubble over that baby. No, to the contrary, the people that sit are considered as stationary. But it's similar to the halach over here, but that's a gershom, the opinion of the Bilna Goyen over there is lips to rule like the Ramah and Shom look over there, and one would save the baby. And if it's found on the road, and most of those who are travelers are non-Jews, everyone is in Basaru, but then you go up to the majority and you wouldn't save the baby that says the Prima Gadim. Siv Katan Zayin. But Im Nekru Kulam, if all them moved each one uprooted themselves from their stationary position to scatter each one in their own path, and therefore the stationary position has been nullified. So that's when we say this halacha that we go call the parish merubi parish. But if let's say they all went together, one after the other one, since they're all still one group, that's still called considered stationary, and actually within the kimikar. And then for the halacha is going to be like we said before, that we're saying kol kavuk metzamechsedam, and you would save the person. Siv gimel mishnah v'lo ma'pilus. If a person had that a building collapse on him, sabek chay sabek mesi. Not sure if he's alive, maybe he's dead. Sabek usham sabek in hashem. Not sure if he's even there, maybe he's not there. Avolim tim slamish usham. And even when they say he's there, sabek akum sabek yisol. Not sure if it's a Jew or a non-Jew. Halach is mefachin love. You clear away the rubble. Afa pishesh become a speak. Because even though there's so many doubts. Sivka and Ches is Meshbru, Sabakai, not sure if he's alive. Halasha Megumgum, the wording is not so clear. Dabli Lakshe Betchili, because we should have first mentioned Sabak Yeshnoi, first a doubt if he's even there, Machkar Sabakai, and then the doubt if he's alive. Bechin is Mishnah, that's how it's written in the Mishnah. Sivka and Tess, and you're not sure if Husham, if he's even there. Mary is too much sure Husham be Isma Hamapelis, he was there at the time of the collapse. But when you do, you don't know him, his big loss in Techafecha, if he was able to get out before everything turned over. And there it seemed to what then something is, I feel like, you know, Isa Metchila. Even if we didn't see him explicitly in the beginning, rather it's just that in this house generally it's common people at this time not mechallan mafakan zizigal rudos to desecrate and clear out the rubble. Now habumah mechteres, if someone is digging in, breaking into a house, the inyan with laharga in a situation that you're allowed to kill the person, as the biblical narrative tells us, and when he's digging in actually to break in, the building collapses on him. You don't clear out to save him, the Gabba Katelu, because he's a dead person. That's the place name of the Gemara. Yisrael Balabez L'Tiavan. You have a Jew that's a sinner for his desires, his lusts. Calls Mancha in Kevin Batara, as long as he doesn't deny the Torah, near the Machalim Shabbos, it would seem that you would desecrate the Shabbos to save him. But it does his averis to anger God. It's forbidden to save him, even during the weekday. Sure, you're not allowed to go and desecrate Shabbos, but Bikur Chagal by clearing out the rubble, or Bishar or some other type of medical treatment. But then, same thing is the Cholani, the Isabi, or Desim Kupnun Ches, of Alva Beis, Ayin Sham, look over there. Bi Alacha, Divra Maschel, Kenechza. So he said that when it's called Kavua, it's a Mechza Mechza, like 50-50. So you go leanly. He says, he saw in the Chedusha Ritva, the Ketubis Daf Tesvah, that he writes, that we don't say this only when the one who separated, he had a mind to go back to the group. But if he did not have a mind to go back, then actually we say, called the Parash Merubah Parash, we separate from the majority. He says, and he says, I didn't see this in the other halachic authorities. The Maschil Gevias Rishon, that once the first Gevias gets uprooted from its place, they're not stationary anymore. Then we say, called the parsh merubah parsh. So the mechaber says unspecifically like the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh. But Shitas Rashi regarding this is that this all specifically, if those people, they didn't all go to the second courtyard, but if they went to the second courtyard, even though they didn't go together, to be like similar to Kikvi, rather each one went his own way, and then the building collapsed on one of them, you would be mefakin, you would clear the rubble, because of the chumra of people's lives, we treat it like Kikvi, like stationary. Tesa within Yuma says, Sosa says like Rashi, but they add on that even if they pass by the courtyard one after the other, and at that moment when the building collapsed, majority or nine of them already passed, and it's only remaining one of them, you would also be mefakech, because since and one time they were in the chatzer, we consider it literally like kavi, that even if you're only remaining with one, it's not done, doesn't nullify the kavi yet, and it's still mechza mechza. Like I say with Tesis Yom Kippurim, for the Rambam, Chaviv, and Chacham Sadan, that they write, it's possible that also the Rambam and those who hold like him don't disagree on this point. The Maskal El Lafish. Next one. From the Dirshu, edition number one. And more later on, Simon Shalom Adald writes that permitted to extinguish a fire that there's a concern of danger. And the Rishon Berurah explains that is, and it's possible that there is someone over there that can't run away. Also, in our times, Chaznish writes that based on the majority, by a fire, there's a subject of Kuch Nefesh, and if there's no non-Jew that could extinguish it, it's permitted for a Jew to extinguish it himself. Only if he's confident that there's no Sakhanis Nefesh with this burning, then he shouldn't put it out. A city that the buildings are very close, tenements and townhouses, one to the other, in this girl holds, that's permitted to put out a fire that broke out in one of the buildings, even after they cleared all the people that live over there, because there's still a danger for the other buildings that are nearby, the electricity or the gas that are in the building that the fire broke out in. Issue number four, the reason why you go after the original kviyas, even when the suffix was not created in the makam of the kviyas, it's chiddush din that we don't find kol tarikula. Shurish Levi writes, because already in the beginning, it already had the name of kavua when it was still in its place. In other words, that when he's a suffix, he's still a suffix nachri. But if he separates, so it verifies the suffix through the halacha of kol the parish merubah parish. For that reason, regarding pekuch nefesh, we don't say kol the parish lav to be machmer, to treat him like a nachri, when it's possible to lean on him because of the halacha of kavua. Dish number five, we see that by pekuch nefesh, you don't go after the majority, even regarding a dispute of the doctors. If a sick person needs healing of kippurim, the Shulchan Aruch writes later on, Topi Shut Ches, that you should go after the majority, even when the majority say that he shouldn't eat. We don't say that you have to be concerned with pekuch nefesh and give him to eat, and we don't give to the majority. So this girl explains, regarding a safek, if it's Yehudi, you have to mechal Shabbos for him, and we don't give to the majority. But a machlek is between the doctors, then you need to have, regarding the situation of the sick person, that depends on svara and umdina regarding treatment, and that doesn't apply to the halachas of going after relief. Dish number six, we see that regarding pekuch nefesh, mechal Shabbos, but this person, as if he's a Jew, because we say B'nei Ira, consider like a kavua, like so you say Kemetza Metza. And even though the Rambam writes in Hilchos Isurei Bia that's permitted to give him to eat Neveles and Trefes, so the Halacha explains later on Sevdal that since the Hetim Chal on him Shabbos is not because he's going to keep many Shabbos in the future, because that's the reason in such a situation that he's not going to end up keeping the mitzvahs, he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. Rather, the reason is because the Torah writes V'chaibah, that it shouldn't come to any type of death of a Jew through Shemir's mitzvahs, and for that reason, even for someone that's permitted to eat Neveles and Trefes, you mechal Shabbos. And for the reason, and the reason for this, it brings Rinas Kerelts from the words of Chassam Sefer, that since it's possible that it's from the meat of the Yisrael that's in the ear, and however this that you feed him Neveles is not considered a sin for him, because since we're going to deen the Yisrael, but it's permitted based on the majority, and therefore because of the B'tam Chaybehem, that's where you clear the rubble from him. Dish number seven, how to qualify this if you're not sure if he's alive, Chirushay Valiv writes, that's the mitzvah samadam re'acha, to do even something that you're not sure if he's going to save him, so that it shouldn't be any element of sakana, even not a miyad should be miyad, and that's a definite chiyav, and not even like a chiyav besafik. That's how obligatory it is. Dish number eight. Regarding someone who is negligent, and he put himself in the situation of kuch nefesh, Chacham HaShlemer writes that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save him. Another Chubazik's Moshe writes that's pasha that you're permitted to be mechal Shabbos for him. Regarding someone who commits suicide, it's obvious from the words of Michas Chinuch that you're not Mechal Shabbos to save him. And so those are according to the Chacham HaShlemer that we mentioned before. Another in Shubhazik's Moshe writes that for sure you should Mechal Shabbos. As Gerald holds that even though there's doubt regarding this, but Lamaisa, since many times the one who's trying to commit suicide is not so clear, you should be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Issue number Thirteen, to save a non-Jew, Shmuel writes later on Simish Lamed, that if you don't have to be concerned for Eva, for hatred, then there's an Isser. And also even a place where there's a concern of Eva, you know, be violating any Issa Daraisa to save him. Right? Issa Darabanan, it brings that the Prima Gadim is mistupik, is in doubt regarding that. Shlomo Zalman brings the Truvas Chassam Sefer that lends off in the words of Shulti Gebarim and Evin, that in a situation of Eva, where there's a concern of Sekundas Nafashas, you're allowed to save, even when you're going to be violating Issa Daraisa. And since in our times, if a Jew would refrain from saving, it would be publicized right away to the whole world, for sure it would be a great sakana. So if it happens for a doctor, a situation of a kuch nefesh of a non-Jew, Shabbat Sikh Mishra writes that he has to treat him, because if he's not going to, Sakon's nafashas for the Israel. However, he adds on, look at Chila, he should attempt not to work in a hospital on Shabbos, and if he make it, they make his slot on Shabbos, he should try to switch it with a non-Jewish doctor. The Shabbat Sikh Mishra is in Chutz Laretz, where it's possible easily to find a non-Jewish doctor. Dusha number 14, regarding if someone is customarily Mechal Shabbos b'fahese, later on, Simit Shin Pehe Mishmur writes that even if he does a Liti Oven for his own desires, regarding the Allah of Erev Chatzeris, he has Allah like a mummer. Since this sin is very severe, it's like the severity of the sin of the Zohar. And he adds on that some say that even if he doesn't do it but one time, he has Allah like a mummer. Shabbos Mechaz Yitzchik writes that they were lied to be lenient, and Mechal Shabbos to save a mummer Liti Oven, for the reason that it's written in Shabbos Meram Shik. It's logical that when the mummer sees the danger that's surrounding him, he has a hero of tshuva. However, Chuvas Mechaz Yitzchak writes that since Ram Shik concludes his words that the dying only has what his eye sees, one should not be din regarding this only if it seems like he's being Mahar and he's thinking about doing tshuva. However, the words of Shlomo Zalman, Chuvas Mechaz Yitzchak brought in the previous comment regarding saving a non-Jew would apply also by saving a mummer, a renegade Jew. Regarding Chilas Shabbos to save the sons of Kaifrim of Deniers, Chaznish writes that many of them are considered like anusim, like Tenekesh and Nishbu, that's beyond their control, and we have to save them, even Mechal Shabbos to save them, and we have no permission to hate them, only if they don't receive rebuke. He writes in the name of Agrim Evalin, that since in our times we don't know to rebuke, the wicked are considered like before rebuke, and it's a mitzvah to love them, and you have to treat them like anusim. Shabbos Shabbos Levi writes that since there's a concern by the friar, by the non-religious of today's times, that like Tenegesh and Ishbu, so it is a suffix b'kuch nefesh, and one should be Mechal Shabbos. Ms. Grelitz also holds, and he adds on, that even someone that was injured at a time of Chil Shabbos, in the Chil Shabbos he was injured, he's not considered like a definite mummer, and you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. However, in a situation that's possible to do Melach to a non-Jew, Chupa Shei believer writes, one should attempt to do them through a non-Jew.